It's 88.5 KCSN. We're glad to welcome Gavin James. Welcome.
Hey, man. Cheers for having me on.
I guess this is a great story in the sense of this is one of those well-earned career ascensions from busking to sort of a boom happening for you. You have done it. I guess where we really can start is coming from Ireland.
Yeah.
You did a lot of playing in the pubs.
Did a lot, yeah. So as far as
and it's always the pubs, isn't it?
It's always the pubs in Ireland, yeah. Just doing all like, I took a stroll and the old I'm walking the day.
Well, you have to.
You got to do that.
You have to do it. And you have to win over an audience when you're in the pub.
It's the toughest gig ever, right. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was the best thing I ever did. I finished school and I went straight in when I was 17 to do the pub gigs with my mate. And we did it for 4 years. And I did pretty. I don't even know how I can sing anymore. It's all the same. We did like 3 gigs a day, most days, and then just it was crazy.
Was there a point when you're going into that, and it's a hard fought battle for attention? Was there a point when you started to say, "Hey, wait, people are starting to pay more attention to me, and they're respecting my songs more"?
Yeah. Well, at the very end, when I kind of was coming to the end of it, when I was getting a bit more into writing my own songs, people started coming in and singing back some of the songs that I had written myself, which I thought was mad because that never happened to me before. And then by the end of it, we got like this crowd of 600 people, 700 people coming in every week, and it was mad. So I just thought, well, this is pretty cool. Like, it took that long to do just that because it's a tourist attraction. So it's weird when people actually from Dublin come in and watch you, like. So it took that long to do that. So it spread the word. And I thought, well, if you can do this, I may as well try do something myself. Promise that I'll hold you when it's cold out, when we lose our winter coats in the spring. Cause lately I was thinking I never told you, but every time I see you my heart sinks. So we lived at the carnival in summer, scared ourselves to death on a ghost train. And just like every Ferris wheel stops turning, oh, I guess we had an expiration date. So I won't say I love you, it's too late. Time I saw you, I got nervous, was shivering and shaking at the knees. And just like every song I haven't heard yet, no, I didn't know the words in front of me, in front of me. now that you're on someone else's shoulders. The winter winds are colder now. Maybe we will meet when we get older. Maybe we won't. So I won't say I love. No, you don't.
And you also followed the time-honored tradition of busking.
Yeah, I did that for ages. Me and two of my mates, we did that when I was like 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
And that requires resilience.
That's a tough gig. You want to be looking at your guitar box, making sure nobody runs your stuff. Like,
while you're getting into the most emotional part of the song, someone's copping the $2 here.
You always see the one dodgy lad that's looking at it, and he's like, "Oh, this is cool, this is cool."
And you know he's gonna make a move.
But he totally thinks he has something in his hand to give you, but you're like, "Nah, this guy's gonna rob that guitar case." And you're like looking at him, like, "Don't do it, don't do it."
Did you need to hire an accounting firm back when you were busking? No,
no, I went to McDonald's afterwards and just counted it.
And it was pretty much it. Hours worth of singing, two sandwiches. Yeah. That's pretty much what I got for
it. It's actually really fun. I love doing it. Me and my mates used to draw straws as to who would sing. The gigs that I do now by myself at home and around Europe and over here, the only thing I have to learn is to talk slower over here. So I do tell a joke and then afterwards I tell it slowly. And then people laugh.
Yeah, because they don't. You forget that you have a bit of an accent.
Leprechaun on speed.
And again, and then some of the jokes might have an Irish backstory.
There's another one I used to say. I used to say all the time over here, because I always say at home, there's two ways of saying hello. It's like, what's the story and what's the crack? And like I said, never say what's the crack in New York, because people find it weird. Like, so I was doing the gig. I was like, what's the crack, everybody? And they were like, what? And I was like, oh, no, crack means what's up in Dublin.
Ed Sheeran came in, and this was even before he had a label deal. Hmm. And Ed, too, had worked, you know, in
he
busking
it out
and
big
the
time.
Pubs, and it was a solitary performance.
Yeah.
And they also have been supportive of you.
He's lovely, yeah. I met him in a pub in Dublin and just kind of hit it off with him. And he's amazing dude. He's so genuine and generous with everything.
Like, well, he asked you, as I understand the story, he said, do you want to play a gig?
Yeah, we were just out in Dublin just having a few drinks. And he was like, do you want to do a gig in Croke Park? And I was like, Croke Park is this place that, like, when you're starting off playing guitar, you're like, if you ever do Croke Park, that's you've done it. Like,
it's like 80,000 people or something.
Yeah, it was scary. Oh my god, I was dying. But anyway, but before, like, he just said, "Do you want to do it?" And I was like, "You can't just. Do you want to do it?" Yeah, of course I'll do it. He came down to the room, and I could see it written all over you. Since you already know, but I said sorry, but I gotta go. And I rip these walls apart, and I went and shot an hour right through your heart. But how those times have changed, 'cause now you don't remember my. I'm sorry that I'm here so late, and please don't turn my heart away. And for your love I can change, 'cause without you I'm so hollow. I'm sorry that I let you go, it's only when it's lost you know. Seeing you, missing you, such a bitter pill to swallow.
American Express,
yeah,
has brought you over, and you're going to tomorrow night be doing a show at the El Rey, and this is their unstaged thing where American Express is getting behind new and developing artists and trying to show their support from them. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing when we got the call like last month. I was freaking out because all the people that were in it, like Barnes, big fan of them. Like, I've been listening to them for a while.
Garrett is from LA, as you know, and he's been out, and he's a epic. It's a real gentleman. He's a real nice guy.
Voice, oh my god, voice amazing. But yeah, I thought it was crazy. Really good to be put into that bracket of people as well.
We want to thank Gavin James for coming out and entertaining us and sharing his passion here on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us on, man.
You got it.